With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters reporting. House Republicans held a press conference with relatives of hostages held in Gaza to mark the one-month anniversary of the devastating October 7th attack on Israel by Hamas terrorists.
Doris Lieber, the mother of 26-year-old Guy Luz, got emotional as she recounted speaking to her son on the phone as she heard shots in the background and he described bodies everywhere.
It's been 30 days. Every day is like eternity to me, and I can't wait any longer because I know that he was shot. I don't know anything.
Hamas murdered all of his friends and shot him as he ran away. There has been no update on his condition since the attack on October 7th. Edwin Mora, Washington.
A Jewish man in California has died after getting into a confrontation during dueling protests over the Israel-Hamas war. Correspondent Julie Walker reports.
The Ventura County Sheriff's Department says 69-year-old Paul Kessler died at the hospital Monday, a day after he was struck during clashing pro-Israel and pro-Palestinian demonstrations in the L.A. suburb of Thousand Oaks. Autopsy results show Kessler died from a blunt force head injury. Authorities are labeling it homicide, and investigators say they have not ruled out the possibility of a hate crime. They say witnesses said Kessler was involved in a physical altercation with one or more counter-protesters, fell backward, and hit his head on the ground. I'm Julie Walker.
The Ventura County Sheriff's Office says they have a suspect and that he is cooperating with authorities. On Wall Street, the Dow up by 56 points, the NASDAQ rose 121, the S&P advanced 12, oil down 345 to $77.37 a barrel. This is SRN News. Christians in Iraq may be packing their bags again.
The war between Israel and Hamas has prompted radical Muslims to launch attacks in other countries. Iraq could be next, and local Christians know they will be the target. Chaldean Archbishop Bashar Warda of Erbil tells Christian Today that if Muslims start attacking believers in Iraq, there will probably be a new migration. Most Christians fled the country a decade ago when ISIS came in. They had only just begun returning a few years back. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The Austrian government will make an additional payment to Holocaust survivors. The Ministry of Finance has concluded negotiations with the Conference for Jewish Material Claims against Germany by announcing it will give more than $13 million to survivors around the world before the end of the year, and those with special needs will get a second payment. The vast majority of Austrian Holocaust survivors no longer live in that country. This is SRN News. Here's the Wall Street Business Report.
Stocks ticked higher on Wall Street as markets continue to absorb the big swings that have shaken them in recent weeks. The S&P 500 rose 0.3%. Gains in several big tech companies helped push the index higher, even though more stocks fell than rose. The 10-year Treasury yield eased following its own sharp swings since the summer. Oil prices fell sharply to take some pressure off inflation benchmark. U.S. crude fell back below $78 per barrel to where it was in July. The Dow was up 56 points to close at 34,152. The NASDAQ gained 121 points to 13,639. The S&P 500 added 12 points to 4,378. New York oil fell $3.45 to $77.37 a barrel. For the Wall Street Business Report, I'm John Scott.
More details at srnnews.com. I'm Keith Peters.